Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I've been just kind of going through and reading Proverbs. I don't know why that conversation sparked in me, just to kind of go back and read the word and take little nuggets out. And so I've gone through like Psalms and Proverbs and kind of flowed back and forth. But I read a couple things today that did bless me. If you go to Psalms chapter 147, verse 5, it says, "Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek," or the humble ones. "He casteth the wicked down to the ground." He's going to lift you up when you're humble towards Him. And the only way to get humble towards God is to start to read His word, to start to understand what God wants from you. Like, what is it that makes God God? What are the promises of God? Like, what do we have? What promises do we have because of His Son, Jesus Christ, and what He did for us? We have a great God, and I love that He talks about praise and how much praise is important. I'm going to go through that a little bit. If you go to chapter or verse 7, "Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him, have reverential awe towards Him, and those that hope, that have that expectation of future good in His mercy or His loving kindness." If you're trying to take, if you want God to take pleasure in your life, it's not about your acts. It's about having reverential awe towards Him. It's about going to Him. "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding." You know, do you trust in God? Do you turn towards God? Do you have reverential awe towards God? Do you believe that God's going to come through in every single situation? Do you go to God? Do you talk to God? Have you built and developed a relationship with God? Do you have godliness, which is a true and vital relationship? Do you have that epignosis, which is a true and personal relationship with an object, where you hear from that object and you heed its advice? Grace and peace will fill you up through the instrument of having that epignosis of God, just knowing God and knowing and talking to His Son. Do you have that in your life? I just love that that's what He takes pleasure in. That's what brings God joy. If you go to Proverbs chapter 1, there's another thing. I used to be really big into wisdom and understanding and all that stuff. Not until you learn that, like, with much wisdom comes much sorrow, but we'll skip that. If you go to chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of discernment," or discrimination, "shall attain unto wise counsels." If you hear something and you increase your learning, you listen to people, you listen to the word, you grow from that, a man that has a high discernment, they're going to surround themselves by people who are wise. So it's not just being a person who can increase learning, the young man who can increase learning. It's the wisdom of a man that will get him around wise counsels, will he'll increase learning more and more. If you're not sound in the word, get around somebody that's sound. If you don't know the word, get around somebody that knows the word. The relationship with, like, our fellowship, it's like our little group of believers that come to the house and, you know, we pray and sing songs and go over God's word. That relationship, that family, you can talk to, because all these people have they have that strong faith, that strong believing. And when one's lowered, the others lift them up. If you go to people who know the word, man, it changes everything. Everything. I want to finish up with this. If you go to Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hidden treasures, then thou shalt understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Knowledge is a huge thing. And it's not just any type of knowledge. It's having the knowledge of God. It's discernment. Having that discernment the way God sees things. And in order to do that, you hide his commandments with you. You got to know his commandments. We have two new commandments, that you believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. But God gives us commandment. And if you search for God and you search for his ways and you research the word and you read his word and get to know God, you're going to find the knowledge of God and understand the fear of the Lord, having that reverential awe, true reverential awe. God is so huge. And again, I wish I could impart the faith that I have. Because if once you start to build that faith, once you start to build that believing, you can't ever go back from it. You can sit in that rest, and it's a beautiful place to be. And that's it. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a great day. Sing praises to the Lord. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray for everything that's going on, that the clients are all happy. I ask for you to just give me understanding when it comes to the advertising, making sure that I do the right thing that way and that the right things are seen. I also thank you and pray for each one of our products to go out, that it blesses those that receive it. I thank you for healing my brother, getting his strength back and getting his nerves back, and that it just comes together beautifully. I thank you for just that you saved his life and that he's still around and that every moment's precious. I pray for each and every one of my family members, that you take care of them. I also pray for your body of believers, that you bless them. And if anybody's going through anything, that you just comfort those hearts, Father. And again, I just thank you for the moments of my life and the little things, and for your son and what he did for us. And I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.